Amen. How many believes that tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Aren't you happy tonight? Amen. God is good all the time. Amen. We sure did appreciate the good word this morning. And we thank our brother for his sacrifice and for his service to the body of Christ where he sent. And we're looking forward to what he has for us tonight. How many are expecting? Amen. You know, we know the enemy didn't go back to bed and say, well, looks like I lost. And, you know, he's like a gambler that's sitting before that slot machine. One more coin, you know. He's defeated. Amen. But he is a worthy adversary, right? He's the wages of sin is death. So he's earning his future, right? But the gift of God is eternal life. So we're at our post of duty. Amen. And we're praying for our brothers and sisters, that some that are no doubt listening in tonight, and ask the Lord to bless them mightily and to bring them back amongst us. And those of us that are here, we'll put our shoulder behind the plow. And amen. We're not going to make the preacher work tonight. Amen. He's going to work tonight, but we're not going to make him. It won't be because we're pulling the other direction. We're going to pull with them. Amen, amen. So with that, we want to invite our brother Timothy to come and minister the word once again. Amen. He counts the stars. Hallelujah. He counts the stars, one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees each sparrow that falls. Mountains and the seas, he's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain, can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, he knows my name. Amen. You believe that tonight? We're counting on it. Amen. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. Don't have all the answers to the questions of life. But I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name. Every step that I take. Every move. Testing, testing. Yeah, well. Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. He knows all about us. The Bible said, even one hair would not drop from any of us without He knowing. If we have such a great God, why do we worry? May God help us to believe. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again this evening. Thank you for all that you planned for us and all that you have arranged for us. Thank you because you know all about our earthly journey. Lord, even before we were clot of blood in the wombs of our parents, you knew all about us. Help us to believe. As you come to minister unto us, you send your word to deliver, to heal. You send a prophet, Lord, to remind us, to speak to us. And your word says that faith cometh by hearing your word. Help us, let faith anchor in our souls. Take fear, take worry, take unbelief, and God, take possession. Let that great faith, Lord, the Master, stand for us. The Master of all circumstances, be with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Let's read a portion of the scripture before we see that. Let's read from the book of Judges, and then we come to Luke and read some few lines. Judges chapter 20. A story over there in Judges chapter 20. Judges chapter 20. Something happened over there, and let's read from verse 12 and just take some few things, and then we'll see that. I'll read one or two verses, and then we'll see that and continue. And the tribe of Israel sent men through all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, what wickedness is this that is done among you? Now therefore, deliver us the men, the children of Belial, which are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. But the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out to the cities of the cities unto Gibeah to go out to battle against the children of Israel. Shall we please be seated? Praise the Lord. Something happened in this book. When you start, you see how they kill some men, a man, and a wife, and a sister, a lady, and it was very bad, the way they treated them, molested them, and then they killed them. And so when the rest of the tribes of Israel heard, the fellow who did this was from the tribe of Benjamin. And so the rest of the nations or the cities gathered together, the rest of the tribes, and they sent a message to the brethren, their brothers, which are the Benjamites. And they said, okay, this evil that has been done, we want you to give out those men that did this so that we will destroy them. So such thing would never happen in Israel again. But the Benjamites didn't take it lightly. They refused. And so when it happened, the rest of the tribes gathered themselves together to fight against the Benjamites, and they prayed to God and asked God what they should do. And the Lord told them they should go and fight the Benjamites. And when they went to fight the Benjamites beat the children of Israel. The children of Israel, the rest, they prayed. And God said they should go, and they went and they were beaten. All right, let's read a little verse 15. And the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God and said, which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up first. And the children of Israel rose up in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin. And the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them at Gibeah. And the children of Benjamin came forth out of Gibeah and destroyed down to the ground of the children of the Israelites that day 22,000 men. The people that prayed and they went to war, God said they should go, they were defeated, they were beaten. And the people, the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and set their battle again in array in the place where they put themselves in array the first day. And the children of Israel went up and wept before the Lord until evening and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, shall I go up again to the battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother? And the Lord said, go up against him. And the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel again 18,000 men. All this drew the sword. Think about it. They prayed. God said, go. And they went. And they were beaten. They came back. They prayed. We didn't hear Benjamin praying. We heard Israel praying. And they prayed. And they went. They said, hey, God, should we go? And fight, God, go and fight. And they went and they were beaten. All right. Let's read from Luke chapter 18. We'll come back here, but let's read Luke chapter 18. Jesus gave us a story over there of that widow and the unjust judge. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 18. Let's read. Yes. Let's take it easy. Amen. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. saying, there was in a city a judge which feareth not God, or who feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And it will not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I would avenge her, lest by a continued coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So this story is being told us by our Lord himself about this unjust judge and a widow. And this widow was going to this judge. Whatever might be a problem, whatever might be a need, this widow was going to the judge. Because whatever be a need, she realized that that judge will help her. But the Bible told us that this judge does not fear God, does not fear man, does not regard nothing. And so his intention was just to, no, he didn't want to do anything. The woman goes to this man, and the man says, I don't want you to come here again. The Bible tells us, this woman was going, this lady was going, this widow was going, until the judge himself spoke to himself, said, hey, what is happening? Though I don't fear God, I don't regard man, but this widow, with a continuous coming, she will worry me. Let's worry the Lord. Jesus told us to do that. Let's go to the Lord. He's telling us about persevering. This woman goes there to the judge office or whatever it was. Who is there? Judge, it's me. You who? Me, the widow. What do you want? The same thing I came to you for. Oh, but I told you not to come here again. Yes, you told me, but I've come. Please, go. Security, send her away. She goes, she comes back. Who is there again? It's me, lawyer. Judges me. Why? He said, because you have not attended to me. Brother Bram told us, the baby that Christ molds is the one disattended to. So Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. That is, you don't give up. You don't stop crying. You don't stop knocking. You don't stop seeking. You seek persistently, continuously, day and night. Who is there? It's me. The one that you say should not come again. But I've come. Why? Because he knew that this man He's the only one that can help me. That is why Peter said, to whom shall we go? That is why I said, that woman did not have plan B. Her plan is plan A. One. She had no other place to go. To whom shall we go? If God does not help us, who will help us? There is no help outside of God. He's the only Savior. He's the only healer. He's the only Redeemer. He's the only Provider. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He said, without me, you can do nothing. The prophet said they have a saying that says, heaven helps those who help themselves. He said, that's blasphemous. If you can help yourself, God cannot help you. God helps those who are helpless. Hallelujah. Amen. This woman, until the judge said, even though I don't fear God, I don't regard nobody, I don't care about nothing, but this woman, by a continuous coming, she worried me. I don't know what to do with this woman. I've sent her away, she comes back. I've sent her away, she comes back. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us. So the Lord Jesus speaking to us, tells us, hear what the unjust judge said. And he said, with this woman coming to me continually, where is me? Let me attend to her. The baby that cries much, most crying, God will attend to that fellow. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ask. Brother Brand said, until, how long? Until we get what we are asking for. Praise the Lord. Ask persistently, continuously. Seek persistently, continuously. Persevering by faith. Praise the Lord. It's not every time you just pray, then you get it. No. The prophet of God said, if when we pray, immediately we pray and we get it, he said, you will become impatient with life. Amen. So, we need that patience to wait. When we pray and God said wait, it's an answer. Brother Brenner said, when God said no, it's an answer. The prophet said, when God says no, it is as good as his yes. Amen. Thank God for a prophet. When he said wait, he means wait. And Brother Bram told us, faith works with patience until the promise is fulfilled. That's why he said, Abraham waited with patience. Noah waited with patience. He told us, sometimes we come to believe that immediately we pray over the good promises of God, then we just get it. Say no. Your faith, my faith, will be tested. Praise the Lord. Are we there? faith is always tested. So the Lord speaks to the told us, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. I tell you, he will speedily avenge. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? The prophet of God said, he was not asking whether he will find churches, whether he will find believers, whether he will find whatever, righteousness or whatever on earth, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find faith? That's Jesus himself speaking. That when he will come back, will he find faith? Men and women, boys and girls that are living by faith, that are holding on by faith, because faith holds on. Faith don't give up. Faith don't question. Faith believes. Faith anchors in the word. And the prophet of God said, faith is designed to see what God wants. To see what God wants you to see. To do what God wants you to do. Faith. And he told us, without faith, there is no way to please God. The prophet told us, when you lose faith, you live in total darkness. You will not get one prayer answered without faith. He said, without faith, your prayers are annoyed. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Not haphazardly, not slothfully, but those who diligently seek God. And he told us, faith is the key to the door. And he told us, faith is the super sense. That is beyond feeling. That is beyond imagination. That is beyond the other senses of the body. Sight, hearing. He said, none of these outward senses are given to us to contact God. Only faith, the super sense. That's the only way we can contact God. Will he find faith on the earth? He knew. Look at the world we are in today. And Brother Brown told us, faith and science don't agree. They disagree among themselves. Faith and science. But God wants his children to walk by faith. Because by it, our fathers please God. It is the evidence of things hoped for. Faith is the purchasing power. And he told us, faith is the most common. The most commonest thing there is faith. A man is just as good as his word. You are just as good as your word. I am just as good as my word. If I can't take your word, I want no dealing with you. I want you to do the same to me. And we must be the same to God. If he can't keep his word, then I want to know who is God that can keep his word. So we are taught in the scriptures that our yea must be yea and our nay must be nay. For a man is as good as his words. So if you say this and you do this, that's not right. We should be men and women of our words. May the Lord help us. Will he find faith on the earth? So he said, have faith in God. That's Jesus speaking. Have faith in God. You remember Jesus walking with his disciples? And there was a fig tree. And he sought for fruits. And he didn't get figs. And he said, no man ever eat of you again. He didn't, for he just spoke the word. And he just went. But the Bible said, Peter took note of what he said. Mark when the word is spoken. When you come to church, mark it. Don't just say amen and then you go. Oh, the service was wonderful. What did they say? What? You get out of the church, you are not talking to people. You are forcing with people right after church. You and husband feasting, fighting. So then what did you do with all that you had? What did you do with it? Oh, I don't like that, brother. I don't like that, sister. What did you do with all that we had? May the Lord help us. The Bible said when they were coming back, when they got to that same spot, Peter looked at that tree. He said, oh, Lord, the tree that you cursed is withered. He said, yes. If you have faith, you do the same thing. Or more than that, have faith in God. Faith is the purchasing power. Faith is the key to the door. It can open any door and close any door. Praise the Lord. Have faith in God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is prayer answering God. He is the covenant keeping God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the great I am. Not I was, I am, that I am. The prophet of God said, what good will an historical God do us if he's not the same? What good would that do to us? What good would a painted fire do when a man is freezing to death? We need real fire. That God of the Bible is the God we want to see. Is the God we have been talking about. Is the God that we have to believe that he is. He said, where two or three are gathered in his name, he's there. So he's here. The message has not just come to make us all knowledgeable about this, to know that God is real. And he's the same. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's real. He is the healer. If he was healer yesterday, he's a healer today. If he's a deliverer today, he's a deliverer. Yesterday, he's a deliverer today. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He that cometh to God must believe. We have to believe that he is, and is a rewarder of we that are diligently looking for him. Faith perseveres. Faith presses on. It perseveres. It fights on. Faith don't just give up. No, it fights. Have faith in God. The prophet said, faith, why? It is the most common thing there is. You can't even get a drink of water without faith. You couldn't come to this meeting without faith. You could not move your finger without faith. It is said in the scripture that when they put the blood on the lintel of the door, that's when they were leaving Egypt. For the Passover, it was put on with hyssop or hyssop. Do you know what hyssop is? He said hyssop is common wheat. You can just find it anywhere. And that's the way the blood is to be applied to the heart door tonight. It is by something common faith. Something common faith. We try to press it out and make it something that no one can take a hold of. It is so simple that you go over the top of it trying to find it. Faith is so simple that we try finding it and we go to the top of it. It's right here. He said you can't lift a finger without faith. He said you can't drive your car without faith. He said we can't do anything without faith. And we make it press as, no. The prophet said it's not. Faith cometh by hearing the word. Oh, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, said the writer of the Hebrew, chapter 11. Now, if it is the substance of things hoped for, now, it is not just imagination. It is something you have. It is something you have. And the prophet said, for instance, if I was starving to death and you come to me and say, what will save your life? And I said, one loaf of bread. And you would say, Mr. Branham, here is 25 cents. That 25 cents is the purchasing power of a loaf of bread. You have it. The prophet said, I might not have gotten the bread yet, but with the purchasing power, I say, I'm happy. I might go up and down here and there. He said, but I got the purchasing power to get the bread. He said, that is what faith is. It's a substance. It's evidence. That is why the Bible told us they saw the promise afar and they embraced it. They received it. It's done. It's done. I've gotten it. I'm okay. They were prayed for. They believe it. Like some ladies that came to the prayer line before, when the days of the prophet, and she came and then one has a daughter there, one has Osa, and they prayed for them and they went back home and they were testifying and, what are you doing? You are bringing reproach upon the cause of Christ. He said, what? Reproach? Brother Brennan said, if you don't testify, you bring reproach. Yeah. Oh, this daughter is still there. He said, yes. How can you tell me I'm not healed? That man called my name. He did this and that and that. And he prayed for me. I'm fine. Hallelujah. And they went out and they keep on confessing and they keep on confessing. And Brother Branham said, about 3 weeks after they had been prayed for, the angel of the Lord went to their neighborhood. Those who were holding on, those who were confessing, those who were testifying, those that were giving thanks to God, those that were worshiping God and praising God and thanking God for the services and the blessings of God, the angel went to the neighborhood. When the angel comes to your neighborhood, what will he find? What condition, what state, will he find you in? Hallelujah. And that woman and that money, she just got up. Wake up. Oh. Hallelujah. And she begin to look for it. Why is it? What are you looking for? Oh, one of these days you'll be looking for it and you will not find it. It's gone. How? God will tell us. God determines it. That hand you cannot raise. That, oh, you can't do this. You wake up one morning and it's gone. You look back and you see the Egyptians. You see them in the sea. You see them gone. These Egyptians, you will never see them again. God told Israel, you will never see the Egyptians again. They didn't know how it's going to happen. They didn't know what God was going to do. How will it be that we will not see the Egyptians again? God knew what he was going to do. And God knows what he's doing today. And God is still on the throne. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Bible said, he sent forth his word to heal the people. There is power in the spoken word of God. There is power as you receive the word. Be it unto you according to thy word, according to thy faith. Do you believe that? Amen. You can live here and you are okay. You are all right. Because Jesus we are talking about. Because Jesus is here. He is the word. He's here. And be it unto you according to your faith. When the angel spoke to Mary, and Mary said, how can these things be? I don't know a man. He said, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. The power of the highest will come upon you. And Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. And it happened because she believed. She accepted the word. There is power in the word of the Lord. Persevering by faith. Confessing by faith. Holding on by faith. He's not a dead God. He's a living God. He's the same. Hallelujah. He's the same. The prophet living the sin didn't take Jesus away. She says he's here. Because he's still in the midst of the church. He's working. He's dealing with his people. For he told her the promises unto you, to your children, to them that are far off. As many as the Lord our God shall call. As long as God is calling, God is giving the Holy Ghost. God is healing the sick. God is setting the captives free. God is making a way. God is providing. God is blessing. God is healing. God is baptizing. God is changing people. Will God not avenge his own elect that cry day and night? That's Jesus speaking. He said, he will speedily avenge them. Right. Nevertheless, right. In this scientific world we are in this age of artificial intelligence, and this intelligence, and that intelligence, and that, and that, and that, will I find faith on the earth? In this age of knowledge and reason, and this, will he find faith on the earth? Faith doesn't reason. Faith believes. Hallelujah. The prophet said here. Yeah. You know, in the Bible, the blood was applied to the doors by Aesop. Our clergy brothers know that. Hyssop is just common wheat. And what it is, the people today are trying to reach to find an orchid to apply the blood with. And it is not even applied. And it's not even applied by an orchid. It is applied by hyssop. Common, just everyday faith. Common, just everyday faith. Just like you don't have to have any super faith. How did you come here? How did you know you are going to leave? How can you drive your car? How do you know you can move your hand well? You just subconsciously do it because you believe you can do it. Because you believe you can do it. Let's give a clap offering to him. Let's give a wave offering to him. Give a wave offering. Hallelujah. How did you do it? How did you do it? Were you afraid to wave? Were you afraid to clap? Because you believe you can do it. That is how simple faith is. Just obey the word. Don't reason. Don't question it. Don't try to imagine it. Just take him at his word. That's what he told us. How do you know you will go back home? You don't have a problem. You sit behind your car. You are gone. He said that is how faith is. Oh, hallelujah. Now, that's the way you believe for your healing. It is just settled, and that's just all. It doesn't take some high education, some super duper something. It just takes common faith in God. I'm reading the prophet. It doesn't take super duper anything, just common faith in God. Just believe it. Like you would if your mother would have said she will get something for you. Just believe it like that. Oh, honey, buy me something. Oh, don't worry, I'll buy it. And you believe he will buy it. You believe it. He will buy it. Mama said, he will buy it. Mama, come in. Daddy, come in. Or buy me something. Buy me some, whatever you want. Hallelujah. And you believe it. And you ask God and you believe it. Right. That woman was looking for the gutter. Where did he pass? He took his bed shaking. Where is it? Oh, whoa, where is it? Oh, wow. The gutter was gone. He went to a neighbor. Go there. Oh. What happened? The ulcer is gone. He said, what happened? He said, I gave my children food. They went to school and the oats, and then I just took nothing. Oh, took more. Oh, took more. Woo! It has happened. Amen. It has happened. Amen. Faith is persistent. Amen. One of these days, you wake up, hallelujah. You wonder, how did it happen? How was Abraham and Sarah changed? They went trained. They only went, oh, something has happened. Amen. One of these days, our change will take place. Amen. You, old age is gone. Yeah. Gray hair is gone. Amen. Oh, what is it? Deformity is gone. Amen. Oh, what a day that will be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Faith is persistent. Yes, they took the blood, they took the hyssop, and Usually they find it growing in the cracks of the walls in Egypt and Palestine. And the hyssop will grow up there. It's a little three-cornered leaf. And they just pull it off like that, dip it in the blood and apply it to the door. Where the blood, of course, being applied, we apply it by faith. Faith is common, just like hyssop, just common ways. Just believe it, and it is all over. Amen. That's the prophet speaking to us. Now, notice, faith sees what God wants you to see. Faith sees what God sees. He said, many a times we find out that people try to rely upon their symptoms. If they are prayed for, I was going to find the report from, Brother Joseph is just said, see how many went away last night with really after a full week of gospel teaching, how to be healed and what went away and those who went away. I'm going to talk. He said, okay. Faith don't see that thing. Faith sees what God sees. Faith don't see any symptoms at all. Faith refuses to see symptoms. Oh, you say, well, Brother Branham, if they are there, shouldn't we say they are there? No. No, sir. Faith sees what God wants done. Oh, I hope this goes in. Faith doesn't look at the present time. Faith doesn't see this year. Faith looks to see what God wants. And it looks and it works accordingly. That's what faith does. It sees what God wants and what God wants done. And faith operates through that. Faith is a long-range vision. It doesn't lower its sight. It owes to the target. Amen. Faith does that. Faith picks up God's binoculars. Both of them. Both sides. The New and the Old Testament. And sees every promise that he made. Faith sees it out yonder. Hallelujah. Regardless of what the present time says here. He looks at the end. He doesn't drop his sight down to look this way. He looks out yonder. He keeps the crosshair dead center on the word. That's what faith does. That's the faith that is in a man that does those things. Persevering by faith. Remember that widow. Going to that judge. Day and night. Sorry. Excuse me. Though the judge refused, though the judge didn't want to do it, but a continuous, persistently going. Let me get it off. Let's go to God. Refuse to go. I'm not going anywhere. To whom shall we go? You told me to come. You told me to pray. You told me to ask. I am asking. Brother Bram said, healing is the children's bread. And Jesus told us, if we, being evil, knows how to give good gifts to our children, to our wives, to our loved ones, how much more our Heavenly Father? We've been evil. That's Jesus speaking. That's the Lord himself speaking. This is a sermon by the Lord Jesus. Telling us, if we've been evil, knows how to give good gifts to our children. When they ask for fish, you don't give them serpent. When they ask for bread, you don't give them stone. How much more our Heavenly Father? Amen. How much more our Heavenly Father? Hallelujah. Woo. May God help us. Amen. As we hear the word, if he did it somebody, for somebody yesterday, why? He will do for me too. Amen. It is no secret what God can do. He's the same yesterday. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We have the word preached to us. We have more given to us. When Abraham was tested, he didn't know he was tested, but we will know now. We have all from Genesis. We have the mystery. We have everything revealed to us. Why are we staying behind? Why are we staying behind? Because so much has been given to us. So what is our confession to say? I don't have faith. It's a lie. You have it. It's even unconscious. You have it and you don't realize it. How can you be coming to church, sit down under this ministry, and you don't have faith? The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. You have it. And that's what you are here. The word that you are feeding on is building something in you. You have it. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. You are a seed of Abraham. Like father, like son. If our father was the father of faith, then we are the children of faith. If the natural seed of Abraham, they are there. Oh, hallelujah. Look at the nations fighting Israel. Look at Israel every day in the news. United Nations, Israel. Every day, Israel. Every day, Israel. And they are there standing. Look at that small nation facing the whole world. Look at how many nations demonstrating against Israel. When they have even been attacked. When people still demonstrating against them. They don't care. Oh, hallelujah. I love it. It's when the prime minister was, he said, we should not go to Rafah. We went. They said, we should not go to the tunnels. We went. They said, if you go to the tunnels, they said, we went. He said, today, all our hostages are back home. Because they said, we'll bring them back home. They said, we'll bring them back home. They brought them back home. They said, we should not do this. He said, we did it. What about us? What about us, church? What about us, church? Oh, if you go, hey, what they say, Scud missiles, and they send these missiles, and they send these ballistic missiles, they send this and that and that and that. God protected them. The 12-day battle they fought with Iran, you know what the Iranians said? They said Israel used occultic power. Iran people confess, it was not occultic power, it was the power of God. Because they threatened them, we're going to do this, Israel said, we'll fight. And they fought. 12 days, they silenced them. Paradox. Paradox. So if God is working paradox on this side, what about this side? Oh, we better sit up to know who we are. Accept who God said you are. Believe what God said you are. God told Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. And Abraham believed it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Persevering by faith. That woman, a widow, and she was going. The Greek woman that came to the Lord Jesus. She was after the disciples. She was after the church. She was crying and she was crying. And they said, Lord, send this woman away. She's crying after us. She's making too much noise. Oh. Jesus said, I'm not sent to these people. The woman said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Jesus said, I cannot take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. Oh, dogs? The woman said, yes. The prophet said, faith acknowledges the word to be truth. He said, Jesus, call a dog. I can't take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. She said, yes, of the truth. It's not right. It's not fair to take the children's bread and give it to dogs when the children have not eaten. But sir, I'm not looking for the children's bread. I'm looking for the crumbs. Are you not looking for some crumbs? The crumbs are there. And Jesus said, woman, great is thy faith. Why didn't she go back? Say, well, if it's not minding me, let me go and find another way. No, she followed on. Because to whom shall we go? She realized only Jesus can help me. I can't go anywhere. God is the only healer. God is the only provider. God is the only way. She persevered. Look at what we read. I'm trying to close. God told them to go and fight. And they went and they beat them. And I pray and I don't see anything. No, keep on praying. Amen. Keep on praying. Amen. Keep on believing. And listen, Benjamin didn't go and pray. But Israel prayed. And God said, go. They gathered in the temple, all of this, and they were, oh, how did it happen? How can that God told us and we have been beaten? They've killed thousands of our people. Huh. Why? It's okay. God said, we go again. He said, go, fight. And they went the third time and they prevailed. So if you don't see anything, don't stop. Go. When we are praying, we are in the will of God. We have challenges. You have trials, but we are in the will of God. We will prevail. We will overcome. So you don't give up. You keep on believing. You keep on trusting. Keep on confessing. And Brother Branham said, God will make our bodies obey our confession. It's a confession is to say the same thing. By his stripes, I am healed. He paid the price for me. He said it is finished. I am the Lord that healeth all thy diseases. I am your provider. I am the way. I am the truth. Confessing is to say the same thing, which he has already said. He has paid the price. The price of redemption has been paid. Brother Branham said, if Jesus is here today and you come say, Lord, heal me. He said, I cannot do it. I've already done it. He has already done it. It's already done. The price has already been paid. The very day he paid for our sins, he paid for our healing. Amen. 2,000 years ago, when the blood was shed, he paid for you. Amen. What is left with you is for me to accept it. Accept it and take it and thank him. Thank you for paying the price for me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for the way of salvation. He paid for my rapture. He prayed for my joy. He prayed for my peace. He prayed for deliverance. He prayed and he said, it is finished. I might be walking. I might be walking, but I will get there. No matter how slow I walk, I will get there. As long as you are walking, you will get there. And remember this, the winner never quits. And the quitter never wins. Hey, the prophet said, look, the sun is always shining. Sometimes the clouds cover it. But faith sees beyond that. He's there. Persevere by faith. Our fathers made it. This is our day. We'll make it. We have battles, but we'll make it. We have victories. After the battle, we have victory. Amen. We have challenges, but we'll make it. Amen. Because faithful is he who has called us, and they will do it. He is the author and the finisher of our salvation. Amen. Have faith in God. Amen. Faith never gives up. Faith holds on. Faith holds on. My God can deliver me. My God could deliver. Our God is able to deliver. Even if he doesn't deliver, we will not bow. We are the heroes of faith. We read about them. Today, also, there are heroes of faith. Hold on to the word of the Lord. Be one of those heroes. Oh, hallelujah. Martin Luther said something. I put it somewhere. Let me see if I can get it. Martin Luther said, faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace. So sure and certain that a man could stake his life on it 1,000 times. Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace. So sure and certain that a man could stake his whole life on it 1,000 times. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith? May the Lord increase our faith. Amen. You might be having storms and challenges, but remember this. A storm never lasts forever. A storm never lasts forever. Hold on. Be brave. Have faith. Every storm is temporary. And remember this. We never face it alone. Jesus said, I will never leave you. I am with you. Don't you love Jesus? Hallelujah. Remember, the man that turned the water into wine can turn your sadness into joy. Amen. Can turn your day into night. Your night into day. The God of the valley is the God on the mountain. Amen. It's the same God. Right. After our trials, after we have suffered a while, he will lift us up. Amen. Because his plan is, we can never get that character he wants us to get unless we go through a little trial. So he told us the trials of this life cannot be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. What is awaiting us? Oh, hallelujah. Don't you love him? hold on. Hold on. Sister, hold on. Brother, hold on. Church, hold on. He's our high priest that can be touched with the feelings of infirmities. He's our high priest. Don't give up. God is faithful. Jesus told the story. If you forget everything, remember that judge and that widow. With a continuous coming, she said, "Where am I? Let me attend to her." She said, "Thank you, Lord. Church, I'm not coming again. I'm okay." Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is faithful. Our labor, your effort will never be in vain. Let's surrender all to Him. Let's give all to Him. Let Him have preeminence in our lives. Let us know He's the one that sweetens the waters of Mara. And He will do that for you. What He has done for others, He will do for you. We are Abraham's seed. We have not believed cunningly devised fables. These things are the true saying of Almighty God. Hold on. Tell somebody, hold on. Tell sister, hold on. Brother, hold on. Church, hold on. Faith holds on. Faith holds on. Hold on, sister. Hold on. God will do it. We believe one of these days, these bodies will be changed. You believe that?
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
Then what are you afraid of?
Right.
You be, one day, these bodies will be changed. Amen. Old age will disappear.
Right. Really?
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Every deformity will disappear. No more sickness. No more trials.
Right.
You believe that?
Amen.
Then believe Him for the rest of the things.
Amen.
All that He has promised, He will do it.
Amen.
Faith anchors in the word.
Amen.
God said so.
Amen.
God said so.
Yes,
He told Abraham, "I've made you a father of nations." He had challenges. He had trials. Yes, He had trials. But He made it.
Amen.
He gave glory to God. He was giving glory to God. I don't know how it's going to be, but I know He will do it.
Amen.
Once He spoke, it's settled in heaven.
Amen.
His promises are yea and amen. Oh, Abraham, your seed will be in a strange land for 400 years after. He came. I have come. I have heard. I have seen. I have come. He brought them out. Who would have thought it? It's impossible for man to do that. Take a nation out of nation. No. The God that brought us out of sin. Is that same God.
Amen.
That will do the rest.
Amen.
Change us. Some of us were drinking and smoking and all kinds of things. Some people were in drugs. Whatever, whatever. God took it out.
Amen.
He will do the rest too. Trust Him.
Amen.
Surrender to Him. Don't reason with God's word. Oh, keep waiting on Him. Keep testifying. Keep giving praise to the Lord. Tell the Lord, I know You will do it. I know You have done it. And I know it will be made manifest. Because Your promises are yea and amen. God bless you. Living by faith in Jesus above.
Amen.
Trusting, confiding in His great love alone.
Amen.
Trust the Lord. He's faithful.
Amen.
I want to pray before we go.
Amen.
Let's stand. Let's put our hands upon somebody by us. Let's put our hands on somebody. Pray for one another and you shall be healed. Jesus is passing this way. Jesus is here with us. Shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It is not our words, it is His words. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Lord, this is my brother. Lord, this is my sister. Lord, whatever be the need of my brother and my sister, I'm praying for him. Pray for your sister. Don't pray for yourself. Brother Brian said, when you pray for somebody, the blessing comes to you. Whatever be your need, Jesus is here. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. He makes gutters to disappear. He heals cancer. He heals whatever diseases they are. He heals everything. Have faith in God. When the Son of Man comes, I want to see faith. Faith in the word of the Lord. Faith in Jehovah. Faith in Jehovah makes mountains to move. The faith overcomes. Faith holds on. Believe it, sister. Believe it, brother. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there in their midst. Believe it. You are a believer. Remember, a believer is praying for you. Your sister, your brother is a believer. We believe in Jesus. We believe in the word. We believe in the God that opened the Red Sea. We believe in the God that dried the River Jordan. We believe in the God that makes way where there is no way. He said, when you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Pray for your friend. He has no hands but your hands and my hands. Yes. He chose man. Brother Brown said he could have chosen the moon and the sun. But he chose us. We are his agent. To express himself through us. Believe it. Your brother is praying. Your sister is praying. We are calling upon the judge. We are calling upon the great king. We are calling because Jesus told us, will God not avenge his own elect that cry day and night? He said he will speedily avenge. Yes, only believe. I don't care what the doctor says. The Bible says it's the Lord that healeth all our diseases. I don't care what we feel in our bodies. He is the Lord. Brother Bram said our feelings has nothing to do with it. God said I am the healer. God paid the price on Calvary. He said it is finished. The word says it is finished. We believe the word. We believe the word of the Lord. He's here with us. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Oh, I prayed, I didn't see anything. The children of Israel, they prayed, they went and they were defeated. They came back, they went back again. And they defeated their enemies. And tonight you will defeat your enemy. Don't give up. Hold on. You are a child of the king. You are a daughter of the king. We are the church of the living God. We'll fight on, we'll press on. Footprints means possession. Possess the gate of the enemy. Possess your ground. Healing is for you. Salvation is for you. Holy Ghost is for you. Deliverance is for you. He paid the price from Calvary. He purchased our salvation. He died that we might live. He paid the price of redemption. The price of healing has been paid. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness. You are the covenant keeping God, the Lord that healeth all our diseases. We thank you for your word that you have given unto us. You will never take back your word. Your word says when we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You promise us, you told us, we've read it tonight that you told us about the widow and the unjust judge. You are not unjust judge. You are the righteous judge. You are the only one of Israel. You are our king. And you told us, will God not avenge his own elect that cry day and night? Yeah, we are, Lord. We have different needs and challenges, Lord. But we are praying for one another. Our answer upon one another. Whatever be the needs, Lord, in the life of your children, may you attend to it, Lord. We break the power of sin, the power of unbelief, and the power of Satan. Let it be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. You shed your blood. You said it is finished. You made that declaration. You build your church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Touch your people once again. Touch your people once again. Touch your people once again. Bring deliverance and manifestation, Lord, in the midst of thy people, to know that you are here with us. You say you will never leave us. We want you. We are your needy people. Manifest your glory in our midst. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. Thank you for visiting us. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Bless your people. Bless your sons. Bless your daughters. Keep us in the center of thy will. Increase our faith. Increase our courage. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for breaking the power of sin. Thank you for breaking the tempter's power. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your word. We love you. Thank you, dear Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Satan, get out of here. Take off your dirty hand from God's people. We come against you. We condemn your words. We cast you out to utter darkness. Lord, let your glory be made manifest. Release your glory. Release your power to the life and the midst of your people. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you.